The recession has brought an increased need for donated food, and in San Francisco, those in a position to help can just call a group called Food Runners. Food Runners will either tell you where to deliver the food, or a volunteer will come to pick it up and distribute it to the hungry. Nancy Mullane reports.
It's just about shutdown time at the open-air farmers market outside the ferry building.
Food Runners! Bring out your food!
Keith Goldstein towers over the tables and booths. The longtime volunteer with Food Runners is making his rounds.
Yeah, we'll take it now. We better get it before you sell it.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Thanks, man. Okay. It's a nice selection.
After picking up an armload of fresh leafy collard greens from one booth and gently placing them in one of the boxes on his rolling cart, he's called over to another booth with delicious-looking baked goods.
Very nice. There's a gentleman who bakes the bread himself.
Oh, we love giving to Food Runners. Why isn't there more of it?
Edmund Weber owns the bakery.
I actually bake for them a little bit, bring down a little extra, because it's just so beautiful to know. I don't have time to go out and feed people, but I can feed Food Runners.
Thank you very much.
There is enough food produced in this country to feed everybody, and it's a matter of redistributing it.
Mary Risley came up with the idea for Food Runners 20 years ago when students at her cooking school, Tante Marie, made wedding cakes, and no one was around to eat them.
We had a wedding cake workshop, and I had 7 wedding cakes in my little Alfa Romeo, and I drove down to Glide Memorial Church to donate them, and I had buttercream all over my car.
She figured if she could do it, anyone could. Now she's got a paid coordinator taking calls and arranging food pickups from hotel kitchens and restaurants using a truck donated by UPS. There's also a team of 200 volunteers using their own cars for smaller pickups. Food Runners now delivers more than 22,000 pounds of food each week to shelters and group homes throughout the city.
I think that sharing food is the nicest thing you can do with people.
Even individual households can donate their leftovers. Yanking open her refrigerator door, homemaker Carol Cutler pulls out 3 large aluminum tins of day-old food.
So I have 3 big things like this left. And they suggested that I take it to a small residence called Lamastad in the Mission. So that's what I'm going to do.
A quick 5-minute drive just a few blocks away. Cutler parks her car and carries the trays up the front steps of a 2-flat building.
Hi, Food Runners. Said you guys might be interested in some food.
Definitely.
Cool. I hope you enjoy it.
Back at the farmer's market, volunteer Keith Goldstein is still filling his cart.
You know, if you're feeling lousy, you've had a bad week, go and do something like Food Runners and do a pickup and help people out, and it puts you in a good mood. It changes your whole outlook on life, and it's a real uplifter. Food Runners! Hey, Polly, bring out your food!
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.